Resistance Movement Radio. Woman's Movement Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrass. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about why successful people are full of crap. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I stated before the break, we're going to be talking about why successful people are full of crap. Now, obviously, crap stands for something. Does anyone have any guess as to what crap stands for? Well, our next guest coming on our show is going to tell us exactly what crap stands for and what crap she will not stand for. Our next guest is the lovely Rachel Luna, New York born and raised with a fierce ability to teach women to create the tailor-made life. When we return, we'll have a nice little chit-chat with Rachel about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I am so excited to introduce our guest, Rachel Luna. She is the founder and CEO of The Tailor-Made Life. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
I'm so glad that you were able to be with us all the way from Japan.
Really, my pleasure.
Rachel, you know, I've had the opportunity to speak with you on a handful of times, and I have to just say, you know, I really resonate with you, your message, and I love the fact that you want to help women walk in the power and overcome their fears and achieve their dreams. So how did you get started on this journey to creating the tailor-made life?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always been a fan of psychology and I thought that that's what I would do. But then I realized I don't want to go to school for forever. And in psychology, you really have to get a doctorate to do anything meaningful in that arena. And I had actually seen a TV show called Starting Over, and that was my first exposure to the life coach concept. But it wasn't until I hired a coach for myself to help me identify what I was going to do once I got out of the Marine Corps that I realized, like, this could really be a true career path for me. You know, I've always been an encourager. I remember childhood friends calling me their Oprah. And in my high school yearbook, everyone was writing motivator, encourager, inspiring. So those were my natural gifts. But my coach was able to really see that and draw it out of me. And she suggested that I go to Coach Academy. And, you know, up until that point, I never realized that I could actually earn a living doing something that just really comes so natural for me. Coaching for me is like breathing. I just cannot live without it. So I was just thankful that I had a coach who saw in me the potential to do something great.
Well, and I think it's so wonderful when you have those people that come along your path that definitely reinforce your greatness. I think it's so uplifting.
You know, it really is. And I remember vividly the conversations that she and I had. And I remember the denial that I felt, because at the time I didn't feel that I had myself together to be a coach. Mm-hmm. I was dead. I was still kind of struggling with my weight. And her response was, but you're fixing it. So you're going to know exactly what other women are struggling with. And once you walk through that fire, you'll really be able to help them. And it's kind of like, you know, you go to the gym and get a personal trainer. You don't want a 200-pound person training you. You want someone that's, you know, fit and trim, but who's also had some experience with having to struggle and lose weight. So it was a blessing, true blessing.
I think it's so true with what you said, that you can, the relatability, because I remember myself and my coach having a conversation as well. And especially when I was going through my transition with my getting divorced. And I said to her, you know, women want to talk to me all day long about relationships. And I said to her, what am I going to talk about relationships for? How could I possibly talk about that when I wasn't even able to make my marriage work? And she got a hold of me and she said, really? So you look at your marriage as a failure? And I said, and that's only because of the conditioning that I had around that concept. She said, why don't you look at it as a success? And she said, for many reasons. She goes, think about this. You have the opportunity to speak to women about every facet of a relationship. She goes, do you understand the power in that? I said, I never looked at it that way. And it's true. Sometimes it's just really our perspective, and not realizing that you always have to start somewhere. It's about starting at some place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, to add to that, it's not just about starting at some place and going through it, but it's just remembering where you were and remembering what that struggle was like, so that you can really empathize with your prospective client, so that you can really be there for them and provide meaningful solutions.
It's so true. I remember I recently wrote on something in Editorial Mom magazine, and I said, it's by Arthur Ashe, and he has a quote that says, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. And I remember, the reason I wrote this is because many people have asked, and you get this all the time as a coach, Rachel, I have a business idea. How do I start, or where do I start my business? And I found that this quote by Arthur Ashe is that people sometimes want to delay because they feel that they don't have the necessary means, the financial means. I'm not at the right place in my life. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, I had to become innovative in my creative process. And then I also discovered it's not a race, that really we're our own competition. And considering I don't really believe in competition, I became more focused on my evolution with grace. And what I mean by that is that I became acquainted with patience, and having enough patience to display, with myself, the underlying key, that was my underlying key to my success. And I started asking myself, can I be patient enough to allow myself to evolve into my greatness while building my greatness?
You know, that's so interesting that you bring that up, because I do get asked that question almost on a daily basis. And one of the things that, again, it just makes me feel so sad is when I see people comparing themselves to others, or when I see them, you know, have website envy, or they go online and they look at, you know, what Betty Sue is doing over there, and they say, well, but, you know, look at Betty Sue, I'm not there. You're right. You're not there. She may not be there. She may just have a great web designer. You're where you need to be right now. And a lot of people get really caught up on this overnight success, and it's not an overnight success. You know, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, this guy said, overnight success actually takes 10 years to happen. I became an overnight success in 15 years. That was the quote.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, we don't see what's going on in the back curtains, in the wings. And so really, it doesn't matter where anybody else is, it's where you are. And if you're not happy with where you are, then you need to get focused and strategic and dedicate yourself to getting to where you want to be. But I think no matter where, you should be appreciating every step of that journey.
Well, it's just becoming present in the moment, right? It's so important that women truly understand that it's really about experiencing and living in the moment. Moment by moment should be an experience, and take what you can out of those moments. It's about maximizing your moments. That's the words that I'm looking for. Maximizing each moment. So let's talk about the book, Rachel Luna's book. That I know everybody's raves about, Successful People Are Full of Crap. How did you come up with the title for that, and where did the inspiration for that book come from?
That is my third baby. You know, I have two little girls, and the book is my baby number three. I entered a writing contest. I knew in 2011 that was going to be the year that I wrote a book. I didn't know what it was going to be about, but I knew I finally wanted to do it. I've said all my life, I will write a book. I'm going to be an author. And I stumbled upon this writing contest, and I said, you know what? I'm going to write a book. And it was the next top self-help author. That was the name of the contest. So already they had picked the genre for me. It was going to be self-help. And actually, if I'll take a step back, I was already working on a fiction book at the time. So I said, well, I'm going to stop on that. I'm going to write the self-help book. And I was washing dishes, and I heard Chuck Liddell from UFC on the TV say something about, you know, the S word, S-H-I-T. And I thought, man, that would be so cool to use in a book, but I don't want to associate myself with profanity right out the gate. And I knew I wanted to write about success. And I was like, you know what? Successful people are full of. And I said, I know it's going to be courage. And all of a sudden, the minute I said courage, I was like, crap. And I, you know, with my wet hands, I go to my husband. I was like, babe, I've got the title of my book. It's going to be crap. And he's like, what? I was like, yes, courage, resilience, attitude, perseverance. And it just all came out. But then I ended up changing the A to authenticity based on a couple things that I observed in my own life and a lot of what people were saying, successful people that I had interviewed for the book. So that's how the title came about, very organically and random.
Well, I'm it's a great book, and you have some wonderful insights in the book. So where is Rachel Luna now? Where is Miss Rachel? I know that you're far on the other side of the world, and I can only imagine what time it is on your side of the world, but where are you now in your evolutionary process?
Well, you know, I'm just very thankful with the book. You know, it became an Amazon bestseller, and one of my joys is to get I don't want to call it fan mail, but the letters and emails from people telling me how impactful the book has been. And how I actually had someone tell me the other day, I haven't gotten a chance to finish reading your book because every time I sit down to read it, I get inspired and I take action. So I'm just piecing it together. So one of the things that I'm working on is early next year, we'll be launching a retreat based around the book. But my baby number four is my Hustle and Manifest project, which is happening right now. And it is it's been a labor of love, but I'm just so thrilled with it. Basically, what the Hustle and Manifest project is, a holistic approach, if you will, to achievement. And so in that, we talk about mindset and space and body and relationships and finance and spirit. And I'm not really that kind of a woo-woo-y person, but I recognize in building my own business that if you're not focused on having this holistic approach, a lot of things are going to start to fall through the cracks.
Amen, and sister.
So I wanted to really empower women to say, like, yes, you can have it all. You can have a tailor-made life. You can have a tailor-made business. But this is the way to do it, you know, so that you're not running ragged, but things are not getting burned, you know, so to speak. And so right now, you know, class is in session, the project is in session, and the women are just experiencing phenomenal results. And I'm like such a proud mama bear, you know? So I'm really looking forward to July when we open our second round of enrollment and just to see where that takes, because the impact so far has far exceeded my expectations. And it's just beautiful to see when you have an idea and you know you have a mission and you know you have a cause and a way to really help people to see that come to life.
Wow, that's great. There's so much going on. So exciting. So many exciting things happening for you. So just before we leave, Rachel, is there any words of inspiration that you want to share with the ladies listening?
Yeah, you know, I just want to let you ladies know that wherever you are, you know, if you're thinking you want to start a business or you're kind of teetering, don't wait until you're ready. It's kind of like having kids. You're never really fully ready to be a parent. And if you feel the call, if you have a passion and you have a purpose, go for it. I'm not saying quit your job, because I think that people need to be financially responsible, but I'm saying make a plan. Get connected and take action. And I think it's also important to say, invest in yourself, but be wise with your investments. Don't jump on every bandwagon. Don't buy every program out there. Read the reviews, ask people what they think. But it's going to take you investing in yourself for other people to get on board and invest back in you. That's what I would say.
Oh, wow. Those are wonderful words. Thank you so much for being on Women's Movement Radio Show today, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. Thank you so much.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
Thank you, Rachel, for being on our show today. It was a pleasure talking to you all the way from Japan. I can't wait to see you in New York this summer. I have to agree that I'm proud to know many women who are full of crap. For those of you who missed why successful people are full of crap, this is the reason why. CRAP stands for courageous, resilient, authenticity, and perseverance. You know, as a business owner, we have to be courageous. The amount of obstacles that you come up against, sometimes it can feel insurmountable. It's just about moving forward in spite of them. Last week, Lisa Nichols was on the radio network, and she said that when you feel like you can't get back up again, just get back up one last time. This is true resilience. And no, that's when you'll shine. Your ability to bounce back right away is paramount in you keeping your momentum. You know, it reminds me of a book called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. I read it almost 10 years ago, especially in my early 20s, and it tells a story of a character named Ordinary. Well, Ordinary had a dream, like most of us, and he was not willing to give up on his dream. He came up against many obstacles, and on his way to finding his dream, he saw many people who gave up on their dreams, and some of them even laid down and died. And there are times that you'll want to give up, especially in the land of giants. Ordinary wanted to do the exact same thing. But I will share with each and every single one of you, there's a key to overcoming the land of giants. Each one of us has a purpose here on earth, and the easiest way to overcome that land of giants is to be authentic. Authenticity is coming from a place of surrender, of knowing to just let it be. And that's why many of you that ask about, well, why is authenticity vitally important? That's the reason why. People that are authentic, and I'm so sure of this, I can almost guarantee it, they'll always be set apart. They shine brighter than those that are trying to project an image of something that they're not. You know, in the era of where everyone wants to be a life coach and a speaker, it's great that everyone has a story to tell. But remember, only you can tell your story. Those that want to project a facade, many people, especially in this era, can tell when you're trying to be something that you're not. And no, the people that are projecting a false persona, they've received the reward in full. Every day, ladies, strive to be empowered to be you and own your authenticity. Be you. That's all that people want. And truthfully, it doesn't even matter if people want that or not. Just be you, because that's exactly what you were created to be. I want to thank all of you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. Join me here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. And also, never forget, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful. You're now listening to WMRN.